I think if you succeed, every mistake becomes legendary. If you fail, that's just garbage. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody has great stories. Everybody had a lot of mistakes. Everybody have a lot of problems. But very few people listen to you. One day when you become successful, people listen to you, say, wow, you are great. I'm not that great. I was born in a normal family, and I'm not good at schooling. Of course, I tried to study hard, but as a boy, you know, my school was not that good at that time. So I failed looking for jobs, looking for joining university, joining good schools. But I never give up. And I think there's one thing I learned is that why you should have a chance to be successful. Everybody should get used to fail, but not get used to be accepted by other people. Why other people should help you? You should earn the right to be helped. So the thing I learned is that don't give up. My opportunity has not come yet. When everybody complains, that is the opportunity. I always thought when I was young, when I was in the high school or university, I thought Bill Gates took off my job. You know, Bill Gates did all the successful things. Larry Ellison from Oracle, they took all the wonderful opportunities. IBM benefit. We people have no opportunity. And I think I aim too high. I should aim to support and help the people around me. Do tiny things. I never thought I could be today. After 18 years, Alibaba become today's size. Not because I'm smart. I don't think I'm a smart person. But I work with a lot of smart people. And most of smart people, they always want to do successful things, quick, easy things. And I think it's not easy to be successful quickly. Every time, everything we do, we prepare for 10 years. I know I'm not smart. If we want to be successful, we have to win 10 years later. If we want to be successful, we have to work with smart people. If we want to be successful, we should make a lot of mistakes and never give up. A lot of people, they make mistakes, they have problem, they give up. We never give up. We learn from mistakes. And I think when we fail, the message, the experience that I want to give you, the advice I want to give you, you will judge when this person will be successful or not by when he fail, he thinks it's his fault or the other fault. If he thinks my fail because of the others, this guy has no chance. Those people who fail always think, it is my fault. I did not do it properly. I should change here or change there. These guys have opportunities. So I learn a lot from those people who fail. I learn a lot from those people who made mistakes. I learn a lot from my mistakes. So this is what I, this is my life attitude. When I fail, I say, see, I will fail. When I succeed, I say, well, I never know, I could be successful. This makes me very positive and optimistic. And because of so many mistakes, too much failure, that makes me never complain, because I get used to that. We are making mistakes every day, even to today. We made stupid decisions almost every day. Nobody knows. We thought it's smart, but finally proved stupid. But we learn, we do again. We learn, we do again. That's the way. That's the life attitude. Alibaba start from no money, no technology, no people. In my apartment, 18 people decide that we want to use internet technology to help small business. That was the idea. After 18 years, we grow from 18 people to today close to 60,000 people. It is really not easy, but we survived. Today, we are one of the biggest internet companies in the world. I think we are lucky. We made so many mistakes, but we still survive. How can you continue to be lucky? That is the question keep on asking me. I think if you want to continue to be lucky, you have to give your luck to the others. You give luck to the others, you help others, the others in the future will help you. That was our thinking in the past 10 years. Alibaba was born in China, but Alibaba should not be a Chinese company. The day when I choose the name Alibaba, Alibaba is not a Chinese name. It's an Arabic name. And Iran said it's an Iranic name, Turkey says Turkey name. I don't know where name. But it's the name from Alibaba 1001 Mistakes, or Alibaba 1001 Nights, the story. We want to make this company a company that born in China, enable the world, helping the global young people. As I said, that every century, there is a company for the century. Microsoft was the company of last century, of the great century. IBM was a company of the century. What is the company of this century, 21st century? And I think we should not think about Alibaba. We make money, serve Chinese. We should make the money, serve the world, serve this century. This, only think in that way, we can do more. Our company today is big, but compared to yesterday, it was big. But compared to tomorrow, it is still a tiny company. The world changes so fast. So this is our thinking. We want to make Alibaba be the company of the century. We want to make Alibaba the company supporting global small, medium-sized companies. We want to make this company supporting global young people. And we want to make this company to making sure women can have more jobs online. Because people don't care you're a woman or man online. This is what we want to do. And we're doing a lot outside China, Southeast Asia. We are also doing a lot in India. We just started to do more in America and also Canada. In Russia, we have a small business that's called AliExpress. Maybe AliExpress here is very big, but in our company, probably less than 1% of our business is AliExpress.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But AliExpress is not our main purpose of doing business in Russia. We do not want to be a Russian e-commerce company. We are not e-commerce company. We help other company become e-commerce. We hope what we want to do in Russia, we want to help in Russia to build up the logistic system. Russia is so big, deliver things so difficult. Oh, I cannot imagine. I met some Russian girls 2 years ago. I say, do you use AliExpress? Yes. I say, what about the speed of delivery? They say, it's great. I said, what do you mean by great? She said, only 45 days. I mean, great is 45 minutes, not 45 days. Now we reduce from 45 days to 15 days. But that is not enough. Russia should have a modern logistics system that be able to deliver within 48 hours or 72 hours anywhere, any place in Russia. When you place order online, you should get it within 72 hours. And this should be using technology. This is your opportunity, young people. Because Russia logistics terrible, and you have the chance. If logistics is good, we have no chance. We should build up the payment, online payment. Today in China, the mobile phone payment, so popular. I went to see, a few weeks ago, I saw some beggars on the street. When you beg money, they use Zippo mobile phone because people don't have pocket money. So we, in Russia, we should build up a good payment system, a modern payment system that every young people can receive money, pay money at the lowest cost. Every young people should be able to reach financial assistance. Don't worry about the future. All right, don't worry about technology. Let me tell you one thing. When you worry about the future, that is because you are lack of confidence. You lack of imagination. We don't have, I may not have the solution for future, but there is a solution for future. We don't have the solution for future. But our young people have a solution for future. I find in this world, young people don't worry about the future. Older people worry for the future. I find today's successful people, they worry about the future. Let me tell you, future is the opportunity for everybody, especially the opportunity for young people. Because we have nothing to lose, right? This is what I tell myself 18 years ago. 18 years ago, we did not have money, so we have no money to lose. We don't have technology, we have no technology to lose. And then we say, we believe 10, 20 years later, e-commerce, internet will be powerful. If we start to do now, when a lot of successful people don't like technology, don't like internet, we start to do it. 10, 20 years later, we will be the expert. 10, 20 years later, we'll be successful. So I think, don't worry about the future. Prepare for the future. Make your own future. Cloud computing, big data, artificial intelligence, they are new to anybody. You are successful, new to you. You are not successful, new to you. So what do you worry about? Second thing is, don't worry about the things the other people worry about. Especially, don't worry about the things President and Prime Minister worry about. Worry about things you worry about. Everybody have too many things to worry about. If you do not worry about yourself, you worry too much about the world. Now, today Alibaba should worry about the world. You should not worry about the world. President Putin is worried about the world. You should not worry about the world. You should worry about when you graduate. How can you make a living? How can you do something that is different? How can you do something that is fun, interesting, and helping others? By the way, don't believe that technology is going to take away human beings' jobs. Technology is going to replace a lot of stupid jobs. When the first technology revolution came, the steam machine came, people worry, oh my God, steam machine is going to take away a lot of jobs. After 50 years, the steam machine created more jobs. When electricity comes, a lot of companies worry about losing jobs. But electricity created so many jobs. Artificial intelligence, they will create more jobs. The problem is next 20, 30 years may create a lot of jobs, but this is a short period. So we people have to learn how we can survive in the artificial intelligence period. By the way, why human being can win machines? Machines, they might be stronger than human being. They might be smarter than human being. They might be run faster than human being. But they can never be as wise as human beings. Because human being, we have belief. We have religion. We have a heart, which machine does not have. So, if you want to be ready for future, please do not follow yesterday's way of learning and teaching. Do not try to memory things hard and more, because computer can remember things hard and more than you. Do not try to calculate faster, because computer can calculate much faster than you do. So try to be creative. Try to be innovative. Try to be constructive. These are the things. Everything you learn, you think about, is this thing can make me more creative? Is this thing can be make me more innovative? Is this thing can be make me more constructive? Let's do it. And also, I think when other people worry, opportunity comes. Make them worry. You should know nobody will and nobody can stop this technology revolution. You worry, it comes. You don't worry, it comes. So what's the point of worry? So I said, people say, Jack, have you ever cried in the past 18 years doing e-business, internet in China? I don't cry, because I know cry does not make any sense, does not help me. If cry can help me, I will cry every day. We should not cry, we should make competitors cry. So think about, be positive, get ready for that. If you people from Moscow University cannot solve the problem, if you worry, the whole world, 99% of people have no future. So don't worry about it. Be positive, start to do it, and when people worry, open the door, see what are they worried about, and solve the problem. That's what I think. I love to be with young people. First, I'm still young. And second is that when you are among young people, you know, you are young all the time. And young people are the solutions for tomorrow. Young people are the solutions for all the worries. And young people, if you stay with them, you will be full of energetic. But the advice I give to the young people is that also the advice I give to myself, that nothing is easy. Nothing is free. If you want to be successful, you have to pay the price. Alibaba, 18 years to today's size. Yeah, we are lucky, but we work much harder than most of the people. We never sleep well and sound in the evening. I traveled last year 867 hours a year in the flip plane, in the plane. I'm working hard, my team working very hard. 18 years, we work like a normal company, 70 years, day and night. Nothing is free. Nothing is easy. Easy means you have to think different. You have to do different. If John said this is right, you follow John. Why you? So you have to think. For example, early days in my company, when some ideas come to my desk, Jack, this is a great idea. And I look at everybody. Everybody say it is a good idea, I normally throw into the rubbish. Because everybody say this is good. Then all the other people think of. If everybody say this is going to be very tough, I'm very interested in that tough question. And I pick up and say, how can we do in a different way? This is to be unique, to be different. And the third, this is my advice, and this is also I'm telling myself every day. Today is very tough. Tomorrow is more tougher. The day of tomorrow is beautiful, but most people die tomorrow evening. You have to work very hard. Every tough days, every tough situations, problems you meet, that is the training of yourself. When you graduate your school, graduate from the school, you just start your career of learning. When you got a PhD diploma or bachelor diploma, this is just a certificate your parents pay the tuition for 4 years. Your real challenge is when you leave the college, the real life starts. The real exam starts. The real test starts. That's life. So, one thing you are lucky, as I said, if students from Moscow University cannot survive, 99.9% of people in the world cannot survive. Only you have this confidence, you will be able to face the challenge of future. The question is, in the time the market is going to be more competitive, how can you keep the confidence for the future, right? Market is never easy. In the early day, just like doing business is never easy. People say, doing business is more difficult. No, never easy. Continue to be more difficult. The confidence is not... The best way to do it is that find a good team. Find the people that share the same vision, same dreams. Work with them. The only thing you listen is, you listen to a group of people. If you're doing a company, listen to your customers. If they are happy. If they, your customers, are happy, don't worry too much. You still have competitive. If your company's, if your customer's happy, listen to your colleagues, your team. Are they confident? If they are confident, don't worry about it. Don't listen to advisors, lawyers, I'm sorry. Don't listen to those people, you have no chance. Whether the market has a chance or not, custom tell you. Your colleagues tell you. So, nobody is the expert of future. Most of the experts are yesterday. So for the future, the best way you learn it is that, you know, the early days, Alibaba had no money, no revenue. Nobody pay us. The revenue we got are all the email of thanks from customers. The customer sent us email. Oh, Alibaba, you're so great. You're helping me a lot, but I don't have money to pay you. Fine. We know one day they will pay if we really help them. So the confidence is from the customers. Confidence is from your team. And your competitors always try to destroy your confidence. If your competitors spend a lot of time destroy your competence or confidence, that means you're good. Let me tell you that language is very important. But you speak good English does not mean you will do global business. Right? Mao Zedong used, he made a speech here, right? Mao Zedong does not speak English. Nixon did not speak Chinese, but these other two guys made a global deal, China, US are working together. It's the vision, it's the belief that you have that changed the world. But let me tell you other thing. Language is so important. It helped me a lot. Because of artificial intelligence, in the future, people say, I don't need to learn English or Russian or Japanese. Something, a chip here can translate quickly. No, it's not about language. It's about the culture. When you learn the other language, you start to understand the other culture. You start to appreciate, respect the other culture. When you appreciate, respect the other culture, you will be respected and appreciated by the others. Then you can work out together. I learned my English by myself when I was a child. I never got one day English training class outside China. But I think I understand Western culture much more better than those Chinese students study outside. Because I'm not learning language, I'm learning culture. When you respect the other culture, when you appreciate the other culture, it's easy to make friends. If you don't like the other culture, you will never make friends. If you don't have friends, how can you do business? So I would say language helped me a lot. But most thing helped me is my respect for the different culture. I wish I could speak Russian. The more I come here, the more I learn a lot. I asked one of the Russian guy, why, Russian too tough and Chinese too gentle? How can they mix together? And he asked a very good, and he said, Jack, this country is so cold, we have to be tough. My city, Hangzhou, is so good weather, so we don't have to be tough. Yeah, so if you have to do everything with a translator, no good. Of course, sometimes you have to, right? But if you can understand a language that can communicate, it's easy for you to communicate, easy to understand and be understood. If you're good at marketing, normally you're not good at invention. So people need to work together. If you have a great invention and you are extremely fun and good at invention and creative technology, must find good business people to partner. And finding good, so like me, I know little about technology. Today, I'm so happy we don't use PC. The only thing I can use my PC and send, receive email and browse. I don't know how to use. Today, I'm happy we all use a mobile phone. I'm not a technology guy. But I know if we want to realize our dream, we must have the technology. But if I don't know the technology, we should invite the best engineers and scientists. I work with them. I listen to them. Nobody can do anything. What you should do is always form a team. I think it is very difficult to make an exact company like Alibaba. Again, you can make a company better than Alibaba, but it will be difficult to make exact business model. Our model, I will not say be great, but it's very workable. Our model, because of 18 years, especially for the first 10 years, nobody believe it. Everybody say, Jack Ma is stupid, crazy, doing something that will never make money. So the smart people, rich people, never be our competitors. That gives us chance. So, finding good partner. Find good team. And always focus on the things that you are good at. Focus on the things that you love. And that is what we call a partnership. By answering that, I give you advice for those young people. If you are 20 to 30 years old, please find a good boss, not necessarily a good company. Learn from the boss, learn how to do it. When you are 30 to 40 years old, try to do something yourself if you really want to try. When you are 40 to 50 years old, do things that you are good at. After 20 years of learning, you should do something you're good at. When you are 50 to 60 years old, spend the time supporting young people. When you are over 60 years old, spend time with your grandchildren. Right? That is normally a lot of people like that. So when you are graduate, when you just in the university, don't think about, I want to resign from the school and be another Bill Gates, because Bill Gates left Harvard. There's only one Bill Gates in the world. When you graduate, find a company. Most important, find a good boss that can train you, discipline you, and tell you what is good and right. It's more important than a good company. Right? Of course, a good company, a good boss, even better. And then continue your life. It's all about the partner. Sure. Thank you.
We
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.